The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So you can get comfortable, a comfortable but alert posture. And if it feels right for you, you can close your eyes. It's also fine to meditate with eyes open, gazing in front of you. And take a moment to notice that there is a body here that we're sitting. The body is sitting. And it's useful to, at the beginning of a meditation, to relax a little bit. And we can do that by doing a short body scan. Starting with the head. And feel the head as a whole. Maybe you feel that certain areas are a bit more tense than others. Maybe the forehead or the eyes, jaw. And just gently paying attention to those areas. Just being there with our awareness. Usually shifts already if we do that. Down to the neck and throat. Shoulders. Arms and hands. Just a gentle attention for the area. And just notice if it maybe relaxes a little bit. And if not, it's also okay. Chest and upper back. It's like going through the body with this caring and gentle attention. Care for all the parts of the body. Belly, the lower back. All of the pelvic area. Upper legs. Knees. Lower legs and the feet. And with the attention on the feet, we can also become aware of the contact with the earth. Even if you're on a higher floor. Connection is still there to the building that you're in, to the foundation of the building, and to the earth. Groundedness, support of the earth. Then become aware of the whole body, again, sitting. And whenever you feel ready, you can open up to whatever is present for you right now. Whether it's something in the body, something in the mind, sounds. Maybe it's the breath. Maybe it's thinking. Maybe it's discomfort in the body. And when we are aware, we don't have to judge our experience. Sometimes that automatically happens. And if it does, we don't have to judge the judgment. And we can just let the experience be there in whatever way it wants to be here right now. Whether it is pleasant or unpleasant. When we train like this, we build up a tolerance for the whole range of experiences that we have as human beings, from the super pleasant experiences to the really unpleasant ones. We practice in just being aware of what is here right now, without judgment. And as I said, if there is judgment, maybe we can cultivate the attitude of, oh well, judgment arose. Because judging is very natural as human beings. We'll all be judging ourselves and others. So we can be mild for ourselves and kind. There are no right or wrong objects. They're all just objects worthy of our attention. Object meaning the thing that we're aware of. So also, if there's something difficult, maybe a difficult emotion or discomfort or pain in the body, also that is a valid object for meditation. Something we can learn to just be with. We can train ourselves. And we'll continue in silence. sometimes when we get lost in thought and awareness comes back, we judge ourselves for being lost in thought. Maybe we can become aware of this judgment. Just noticing it. Maybe we can cultivate the attitude of happiness when awareness comes back. And gratitude. This is the moment that we're aware again. It doesn't really matter too much that we were thinking. Because in this moment, awareness is back. We're cultivating the muscle of awareness. We're reinforcing it with gratitude and happiness. what is happening now. Simple awareness of this present moment. At the end of the meditation, we can take a moment to reflect on how wonderful it is that we are sitting here together, that we meditated together. We can be grateful towards ourselves that we've taken the time for the meditation today. We can be grateful towards each other for showing up for this meditation class, so that we could sit in community. And every time we meditate, we generate wholesome and beneficial energies, also called merit. We generate this whether we had a pleasant or an unpleasant meditation. And these beneficial energies can be shared with people you love, with this group, with all beings everywhere, whatever you prefer. May the beneficial energies generated today benefit all beings in this group that I've chosen. May it contribute to their peace and well-being. May it contribute to their freedom from suffering.